Chapter 1. The Door. Mr. Utterson was a quiet, serious lawyer. Every Sunday afternoon, he and his friend Mr. Enfield walked together through the streets of London. One day, in a small street, they passed an old building next to a dark courtyard. The building had a dirty old door. Mr. Enfield stopped. "Do you see that door?" he asked Mr. Utterson. "I can tell you a very strange story about it."
"Oh, I'm always interested in strange stories," said Mr. Utterson, looking at the door. "Please tell me."
"Well, late one night, I was returning home and I saw something very frightening," said Mr. Enfield. "I saw a little girl running down a small street and a man walking quickly on the main street. Unfortunately, the two of them collided at the corner, and the girl fell to the ground. Then came the terrible part. The man jumped repeatedly on the girl's body while she lay screaming on the ground."
"He jumped on the girl's body?" Mr. Utterson interrupted.
"Yes, it was shocking.
Well, I ran after the man, caught him and brought him back to the girl," Mr. Enfield continued. "He was well-dressed, but there was something horrible about him, and I disliked him immediately.
The girl's family and neighbours heard her screams and came quickly, and soon there was a group of people round the girl. Someone brought a doctor, and he examined the girl. Fortunately, there were no broken bones, but the girl was very frightened. All this time, the man just stood there and watched. He didn't apologise to the girl or to her parents."
"I can't believe it," Mr. Utterson exclaimed.
"Oh, yes, it's true," said Mr. Enfield. "Everybody was very angry, and we all agreed to punish the man. Finally, someone said to him, 'You seem to be from a good family. You don't want a scandal, do you? So pay the girl's family £100 and we'll let you go.' The man looked at all the angry faces around him. He was frightened and agreed to pay the money. The girl's father, the doctor and I went with him to get the money. He brought us to that old door, took out a key, opened the door and went inside. A few minutes later, he came out with £10 and a cheque for the other £90. But there was another person's signature on the cheque. I know that, because we asked the man his name."
"Maybe he forged the cheque," said Mr. Utterson.
"That's what I thought," said Mr. Enfield. "So I made a suggestion, that we all go to the bank together in the morning. I invited everybody, including the strange man, to my home, and we passed the rest of the night there. In the morning, we had breakfast, and when the bank opened, we all went to the bank."
"And did the bank accept the cheque?" asked Mr. Utterson.
"Yes, they did," answered Mr. Enfield. "They gave us the money, and so we let the man go home."
"But how did the man have a cheque with another person's signature?" asked Mr. Utterson.
"I don't know, but I suspect that it was blackmail," said Mr. Enfield. "The name on the cheque was the name of a well-known person. Maybe this person once did something bad and agreed to pay money to keep it secret." The two men walked in silence for a few minutes. Then Mr. Utterson said, "The strange man with the cheque, does he live in the building with the old door?"
"No, he doesn't. He lives in another street. He told me his address," answered Mr. Enfield.
"The man comes to this building sometimes, but not very often. I came several times to the building to examine it. There isn't another door, and nobody goes in or out of that one. There are three windows on the first floor of the building. The windows are always shut, but they're clean, and smoke generally comes out of the chimney, so somebody probably lives there."
"What is the name of the man?" asked Mr. Utterson.
"His name is Hyde," answered Mr. Enfield.
"Tell me about him," Mr. Utterson said. "He looked worried." "He's not easy to describe," answered Mr. Enfield. "He's small and he's got dark hair. When you look at him, you feel something strange, something evil about him. He gives an impression of deformity. He's detestable, but I can't explain why."
Mr. Utterson walked in silence for a few minutes. Then he asked,
"Are you sure that he used a key to open the door?" "That's a strange question," said Mr. Enfield, surprised. "Yes, I know," Mr. Utterson continued. "But the fact is that I know the name Hyde, and I think I also know the name of the other man, the name on the cheque, but I don't want to tell you at the moment." "What I told you was true," said Mr. Enfield. "The man had a key, and he still got it. I saw him use it only a week ago."
Mr. Utterson was silent. Finally, Mr. Enfield said,
"It was wrong of me to tell you all this. Let's agree that we will never talk about it again."
"I agree," answered Mr. Utterson.